In the studio with me today, I have Dr. Allison Holmes. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today we're going to talk about the International Education Week. I've looked through the schedule. I think we should talk a little bit about the keynote speaker.
I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
I think Marga Gual-Soler is a young woman who's actually combining worlds. I think they're important here at HSU because she's what we call a science diplomat. So she's all about communication and trying to have people have better understanding of what's going on science on the global level. And she's here to talk about leadership and global leadership in the worlds between communication and science, what she calls science diplomacy. So I think she'll be a fascinating speaker and very timely.
Now, is she coming here just on Tuesday?
She'll be here. She's here for the keynote. There's a reception before the keynote speech, and then there'll be a short reception afterwards as well, and that will be mainly focused on honoring and thanking our Peace Corps returning volunteers. And that's also open to the community. So if you are a Peace Corps volunteer returner, staff, faculty, but certainly our community members as well, please come, and we would love to say thank you very much and introduce you to students who might want to follow in your footsteps. So please come to Karshner Lounge after the keynote, but make an evening of it. It's Valentine's Day. Come and make a special evening.
I want you to explain to people a little bit about the International Education Week, because it's not just happening here in Humboldt County.
No, it doesn't happen just here. It's actually an initiative that was started by the State Department, and it actually happens all over the world. So embassies all around the world are actually hosting events, special sessions. Sometimes it's just one thing, sometimes it's a whole day. But also campuses across the United States take a day to, or however long they want to organize their event. The official date of this is actually in November, but because it's the week before our break, we actually found that that was really hard work. So basically, we've decided to officially move our International Education Week. And so we have a week long from noon on Monday when we are rededicating the Peace Pole that's here on campus.
That's
and again,
right.
The provost will be here and lots of community members will be praying for peace, and we will be writing flags and stringing that on campus. So it's a long tradition on our campus to have the Peace Pole, but it age and weather, it fell over. So we're basically rededicating ourselves to a new Peace Pole. And that's our kickoff on noon on Monday in front of the Student Counseling Center.
And that's where the Peace Pole is located?
That's where the Peace Pole is, and we will be outside come rain or shine, so please come.
And Allison, will there be maps and such on campus and signage for people to find all the different workshops?
Most of the events, we're very happy to be based in the library fishbowl, which is on the second floor, room 209, L209. There's signage in the library. And almost all of our events during the day will be taking place in the library fishbowl. It's a great location, holds plenty of seats, so everybody can find a place. And if they're not actually in the fishbowl, most of the evening events are in other locations, such as Cape Buchanan Room. Actually, I think most of the evening events are there unless otherwise specified.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming to an evening event, by all means, we have a recipe night on Monday night, which is hosted by the Multicultural Center, the keynote on Tuesday, as we've mentioned. Wednesday is International Film Night.
Ooh.
So that's also in KBR.
Uh-huh.
Bring a pillow. We have popcorn.
What sorts of films are you showing?
Well, actually, this is the 50th anniversary of the Humboldt International Film Festival. So they'll have short international films, and they'll be talking about, why is it funny in German when it's not funny in the United States? Why is a documentary a very different genre in other places?
Mm.
And then we're hoping to have a long film after that. So we'll have lots of popcorn and bring a blanket and a pillow and come hang out for the evening in KBR.
And who's presenting that? Who will be leading that discussion with the
students
film?
Who actually run the International Film Festival. So Susan Abbey and her team are basically going to be on hand. They have a session at 5 in the fishbowl to talk about the academic stuff. And then we're going over to KBR to watch movies. So it's kind of a fun two-part event. So come at 5 if you want to know more about how the festival works and their 50th anniversary, and then come over to KBR and enjoy films. And then Thursday night, our Global Connections Club are doing, with our international students, an evening of music and fun. So international students will be sort of putting on a kind of a
dance.
Actually, mm-hmm. There's dance, and last year there was dance and music, and I even learned how to do South Korean line dancing. So I can't tell you what will happen this year, but I know it will be an adventure.
How was that, learning how to do that?
It was very entertaining, and actually looked a lot like line dancing that I grew up with in Oklahoma, so it wasn't so very different after all.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, we're talking about evening programs. There's
That's
also
evening programming.
There's stuff during the day.
From 9 until 5, basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have in the fishbowl faculty from across campus, all three colleges, professional services, natural sciences resources, and the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, are all giving talks on their areas of expertise and their research, places that they've been in the world. We also have folks who are doing very practical things about how to work overseas, how to teach English overseas, how to get jobs, that kind of stuff. We like to try and include the practical things because really the commitment of the week is to be involved and engaged as a global citizen. It's all wonderful to be locally engaged, but really all of these things connect to bigger things. And given the world today, we knowing more about it, understanding there's a session on Russia by Professor Matthew Derrick, there's a session on Cuba by Professor Suzanne Pastor. So these are places that we hear about in the news, but we actually have experts here on campus who can tell us more about them and explain what's going on out there and help us really be engaged at the global level.
Mm-hmm. And you're really focusing, too, on our local community to come on to campus.
We want to share our experience and expertise with people in our community. And this is some events have free food. The keynote has free food at both receptions. but there is certainly a welcome for even without food. We'd like to welcome everyone to campus and have them enjoy our expertise and really share with us how we can make a difference in the world.
Uh-huh. And what are some of your favorite workshops so far, since I know you are one of the main people who is facilitating all this?
Well, it's actually, I would hate to say I have any favorites.
I know.
I wouldn't want to get in trouble with anyone. I'm very pleased that we have some very interesting guests coming.
Right.
On Monday, Eric Jens, who has a JD, is going to be talking about intelligence and ethics in the new era. He actually went to HSU, and now he teaches at the Intelligence Defense University.
Oh, you know, that's going to be really interesting. Now with our new Putin system.
That'll be very interesting. He's mm-hmm. not here. He's here in his personal capacity. He's got family here in Arcata, but he's actually making a stop by the campus to give a talk. Mm-hmm. The diplomat in residence will be here to talk about jobs and internships with the Foreign Service and being a diplomat for our country, which will be a very challenging thing coming the next few years. So we're hoping that, you know, get some HSU students out there communicating to the world.
And that there's going to be a question and answer period, right?
All of these things have. It's basically we operate everything pretty much on what we call the Humboldt Hour. So they all start on the hour. They last for 50 minutes. You can make it to class. You can make it back to your lunch hour. If you're at work, you can come for something at lunchtime and still get back to your desk in time for what happens next there. And we are very good so far about not ever running over time. So it's basically a 50-minute talk, and that's usually got at least 15 to 20 minutes of questions in every session. So mm-hmm. we try and make sure everybody has a chance to participate and be a part of the discussion.
We have a couple more minutes left. Can you give the website right now for people who want to look at the schedule and determine when they're going to come to campus?
It is www.humboldt.edu/IEW. So international, or you can just look up International Education Week HSU and it will still take you. There's a calendar which is searchable. So if there's a topic you're interested in or a person that you'd like to see if they're speaking, then you can actually search the online calendar. So I hope that's a useful function for folks who want to find something specific.
And I'm looking at it now. It's a great function here, and I can see everything that I would want.
It's basically the different, as I say, different expertise mm-hmm. in different colleges. So mm-hmm. we've got folks from the professional services talking about development and child development. People from CNRS, actually the dean of the college of CNRS is talking about the Arctic Circle. And he has been part of the Arctic Circle Consortium. And so he's coming, he will talk about what his experience has been with the Arctic Circle. So we've got faculty from all over talking about all kinds of wonderful things. What's kind of fun is you just come and hang out for the morning or the afternoon or the whole day or the whole week, and you just never know what's going to be on the next subject.
Hopefully we've inspired some people to come on out. There's stuff about law and ethics and more, and dancing and films and so much.
Every country, every language, every place. We've also got a Native American Studies lecturer who's going to be talking about the Discovery Doctrine, which if you don't know what that is, come and find out what that means to American history and what that meant to the rest of the world. So there's some very interesting local but global aspects of all the things that we'll be talking about.
And when's that?
That one is on Wednesday mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. And the fishbowl.
In the fishbowl. As
fishbowl.
I say, almost everything. There's only a couple during the day that actually aren't in the fishbowl. So if you're in doubt, head for the library and they can direct you in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Allison Holmes, we're out of time.
Thank you very much for having me, Katie. I'm always happy to be here.